We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Woody. That's awful, man. Seriously, that music's awful. God bless those 160,000 kids that are going.
You know, a lot of people think your music is awful.
What the hell is that thing called again?
Ultra bad.
I
don't know what it's called. It's like the 25th year of it. You've been making fun of it for 25 years.
Yeah, man.
Like this.
That stuff right there, I got to go down and see. I want to be stuffed in with a bunch of people right there. That's where I want to be standing.
No, I want to go to a concert and sway back and forth to whatever. Who's that you listen to?
My wife likes Michael Bublé.
I've had to go to a couple Michael Bublé concerts.
I have. There's some other dudes out there that had to go to a couple of those. All right, man. You're cool. You made a point. You're really cool.
Oh, I'm not like cool. That. I'll be watching it on the live stream at home.
Well.
Because I can't go.
But. Are you really going to watch it?
Yeah, I watch Ultra every year. I love Ultra.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Ultra, bro? Like, you act like I'm the only person that likes
it. No. It's popular. No, it's a lot of people going.
It's not for you. I completely get that. But,
no.
You know, when Billy Joel or, I don't know, whoever it is you listen to comes to town, you go and you can sway back and forth.
Oh, you're on a roll now. You're just, yeah, but I would, yes. I'd go to Billy Joel. That's correct.
I'm sure you would. I went to a Billy Joel concert.
Billy Joel.
Trouble staying awake.
New Year's concert, yes.
He doesn't do anything. He just sits there. There's no visuals to his concert.
Wait a second. So you need, is that, so.
I prefer a visual.
So you have to move around, even if you can't sing and you don't have any good songs. As long as you're moving around.
Those guys have tons of good songs, these DJs. They have lots of good songs.
I didn't realize.
I just like a visual.
I didn't realize you're such a good dancer back there to know, like, and move around. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll bet.
I like
it. Bet you really move.
My back's hurting these days, so I can't really get after it too much right now. But, I like a little visual aspect to my concerts. I'm not, you know, like, I don't want to go and just see a guy sitting there.
You mean like the DJ jumping up and down behind his?
There's a DJ. There's lights. There's fireworks. There's
all right.
Fog machines and stuff.
Listen, man, I'm not doing this with you today. I'm just, it's Friday, and I'm real. I know you're trying to egg things on.
I'm not trying to egg anything.
No, you are. You're trying to go old people. You're trying to do old people music.
I get to pick the music on the show. It's one of the few things I have say on at this station. You run everything, but I get to pick the music. And so we're doing Ultra today.
There you go. Is there anything else you want to get in?
That's all.
You're making. Is there any other shots you want to get in here today? I just checking. By the way, we do have a lot of basketball news, and it's good. It's great to see these college basketball teams, FA and UM, hanging strong, man. Both men and women. FAU, what a story. My God, they took care of business last night against Tennessee. Nice comeback for them as they had a great regular season, and you sat in here and told me, well, they really haven't played anybody. You did tell me that.
Well, I was just messing with you on that one.
Oh, okay.
I do follow. I follow what's going on. Well, you know I follow college hoops. I was messing with you. The one guy said some mean stuff about me, so I wanted to
throw it back at him. So anyway, they're for real, man. They are now one of the eight remaining teams.
Have you been on their campus recently, by the way?
I have.
We went to a football game there. Their stadium is actually quite impressive. I was expecting to see kind of like a bleacher setup,
No, the stadium?
Like, I was going in, I was expecting kind of like a, you know, kind of a small setup, and it was really
Howard
nice, man.
Howard Schnellenberger and the folks up there put together a beautiful stadium. I went up for the Miami game up there.
It's shockingly nice. It really was nice. USF played a game up there because of Hurricane.
Nice place, right on campus. No, very nice up there.
They're moving into that conference, by the way.
They got a nice baseball program up there at FAU, and this basketball thing, wow. Did not see that one coming. Dusty May, I don't know how long he's going to be around, but you keep winning, it seems like there's going to be a lot of coaches knocking on Dusty May. Yeah.
Right?
That could be
he'll be the hot name of guys you want to hire. The Fairleigh Dickinson guy got a job like the day after. Slick Rick was finalizing a deal while his team was still on the court.
Oh, man. I tell you, I know we've done a lot of stuff with the Catholics, and I enjoy it, and I enjoy talking to the priest, Father Ed, who listens up in Davie, and so he's, you're a little hard sometimes on the Catholics. Yeah, Father, I like to have a little fun. I said, listen, man, you guys are doing just fine. Don't worry about me. But Notre Dame coming out with their president and athletic director. So we have a college sports. College sports is in a crisis right now. And I was like, There are a lot of changes. Nobody's had more changes than baseball rules and what we've seen in, with the transfer portal explode along with the NIL. There's no question there's been – A lot of changes, no question about it. But I don't know if it's a crisis. I mean, it was a crisis for Notre Dame. They went 9-4, the football team, and their basketball team went 11-21. Hell, the coach even left. He said, that's it, I'm done. But they're calling this NIL thing and wanting to get it under control, and they've got some ideas about the NFL. Starting a minor league system. I always love, like, who the hell do they think they are to tell the NFL to get a minor league system? Why do they think they got the best minor league system of anybody. They don't have to pay, and college football is very popular at every level. One AA, one AAA. They find great players in all these programs, and they're ready to come in right in and play. They don't sit in the minor leagues for 5 years like they do in baseball. They come up and they're either really good or going to be really good or really bad. And we get rid of them and we get more. So, yeah, why would the president and athletic director really think that the NFL needs a minor league system? They got the best minor league system. Professional football. That's what college football is. It's professional football. Stop.
I still think it scares these guys. The more the kids start to get paid, the more the power continues to shift. And I think that scares the hell out of a lot of these old school guys. Because they're used to, you know, hey, we run the show. You guys come to school here, but we run everything. Now the kids can transfer. They can make money. I think the power shift, that dynamic, I think has a lot of guys real scared. Why do you think Dabo keeps saying all the crap that he says? I think that it scares the hell out of guys like that, that they're losing their power.
There is one thing that college football can do that I think, and I know the pandemic started this thing. We got to cut off the years that guys can stay. This stuff, 24, 25-year-olds still playing college sports. Like, enough. Like, you got to move on. Sorry about what happened, and sorry about the medical stuff. But this thing, like, if 5 years is not enough, something's wrong. Come on. Sorry it didn't work out, but we need to move on. That would be mine.
It was funny. You hit me with that. Drew Timmy from Gonzaga. You saw him this morning. You go, how many years has that guy been in school? And if you look, it's interesting. If you look at
how old's Timmy, he's got to be 23.
He's 20. He's 22. But yeah, he's been in school since 2019 or something. If you look at the way that they put players now on these media guys and on these rosters, they'll say fifth year, fourth year, third, because you can't put senior, junior, because it doesn't matter anymore.
No.
Like, you could have a guy, like, it'll say senior, like Isaiah Wong is like, I don't know what he is, like a senior, second year senior, something. He can come back next year.
I don't get how he's got another year.
I have no idea, to be honest. I don't. it's very complicated how it works. I know guys got like at least one extra year because of COVID.
Wow.
But it's very complicated. But you have guys have been around for a long time.
Whatever they're doing, it's not perfect. And I'd be the first to tell you, this NIL thing did kind of sneak up on everybody and got approved pretty quickly. But there's some things you could try to improve, although I think it's a little too late. I think it's out of control. It's like one of those wildfires. You just can't control it now, this NIL thing. But I just got a kick out. 3 years that the NFL should get a minor league system. If these guys are only going to go to college 3 years, like 3 years for your college football program, you should want that. You should be able to go out and recruit that and promote that. What do you think Nick Saban's, what do you think he sells? Hey, come play for me for 3 years. I'll get you in the first round. You've got that kind of talent. Come on. That's what they all want to hear. And if you're not selling them on that, if you're trying to sell them on 4 or 5 years and you're not selling them on 3 years in the NFL, you're probably not getting the top guys. You're probably not getting them.
The minor league thing is funny, though. I like the NFL is going to look at the XFL and the what's the other one? The USFL or whatever.
Yeah, but Woody, they won't jump in bed with them.
But they're going to look at those and see how unsuccessful those leagues are. And be like, oh, this is the business we want to be in. This is what we need is off-season, more off-season leagues.
So come on. And those leagues keep thinking the NFL is going to go, hey, we'd like to give you some of the guys on our 90-man roster so they can get some work. They don't do that. And everybody goes, well, why wouldn't they do that? Put in a few bucks and help them and keep it alive and, you know, two teams can be working the same. I go, why do they need to do that? They got college football. They got really good college football teams, really good. And the best players are usually ready to go pretty early, like as in rookie year. Rookie year. Guys are ready to go. They're playing.
Basketball's got to be straight out of high school. I mean,
I agree with them on that.
Now,
they did bring
that
up, Woody.
That's a joke.
Thank you. So I'm being fair to Notre Dame. They did say, get rid of the one and done. Just let them come out. And if they want to play, we don't want them for 1 year. Well, you're not getting them anyway. They're not going to your school. Most of them, as everybody goes, are going to North Carolina, Duke, or Kentucky. Maybe Memphis a little bit now. But they're not going to your school. Like, they're not going to Notre Dame. If they're going to play basketball, they're not doing a one and done at Notre Dame. Not one of the popular places to go. But I do agree they need to get rid of that. Just let them come right out of high school. And
it just makes a mockery of college basketball because you got guys that just don't, I don't think are all in.
I could tell you that model, though, in the NFL is not changing. It's not changing. There's going to be no change. Matter of fact, the college football and NFL are connected for life.
You got a couple of texts here, Ken,
yeah.
The Toyota text line. Someone says there's a Canes tight end that's older than you, Joe. Another guy said there was a 26-year-old playing in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, the Canes played, the guy in Drake, the point guard was like 25.
Did you see the guy from Oregon?
I don't know how that happens, but
tight end from Oregon playing for Mario. He's got to be close to 30 years old.
Well, but that used to happen more, I think, when the transfer rules were different, right? Like, when you had
know.
To sit out a year if a guy transferred twice.
Well, the biggest thing was guys played baseball, and then the baseball career didn't work. And so at age 22, 23, they gave it a few years. They were high draft picks. It didn't work out. They couldn't hit and jump back into baseball. And, you know, guys are getting into or jumped into football, a couple quarterbacks, and they were old guys. And the BYU mission, you get the BYU quarterbacks, they're a little bit older after they do their mission thing coming out of, I'm not sure what year they do that at in the Mormon church. But anyway, we got to go to break, Woody.
Well, I got a couple more for you really quick, Joe. Someone said Notre Dame will hire Dusty. I guess that's possible. Knowing Joe's party days back in his prime, he would have 1,000% been at Ultra if it was back in his day. It's true. Also,
I just
true.
Went to old rock and roll concerts.
Yeah, but that's because that music didn't exist.
I might have liked it. I'm not saying I might not have liked it, but I'm not a big fan of it.
You'd probably like it now if you were a little more open-minded. another guy.
Yeah, is that my age group that's hanging around there? That, hey, let's go to Ultra. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so our West Virginia buddy here, Matt, his team got knocked out in the first round because they weren't very good. You know, he's talking. We had a little back and forth about Miami, and he said he thinks that Houston's going to win by 10 points tonight. And he said he asked for a friendly wager. He said if I lose the bet, that I have to give your guy a Boat Campers gift card.
First of all, I wouldn't let him give my guy. If he's talking about my
yeah, the
whatever
guy from,
he is.
You were talking about earlier, yeah. Try, well, he's your friend.
Trying to keep this guy as my friend, but it's not easy.
I thought you guys had a clean break last time, though. I don't know what happened.
He doesn't go away, man. He doesn't go away. He feeds on my heart.
You
and
a
he
big
just
heart,
shows
bro.
Up.
Yeah, big heart and a big wallet. You just sometimes it's tough. Man.
He shows up.
Someone said
he's the only thing he's scared of is my wife.
Someone said send him the cash via Bitcoin on FTX.com.
Yeah, I am.
We have a 31-year-old kicker with a wife and two kids.
I don't know.
Was there one of those running around?
I don't know.
I know USF a couple years ago had a quarterback that was like 20-something years old that had a few kids.
Was he could have been a baseball guy.
No, but that guy, the problem was he transferred for like 8 different schools. You remember that guy? He was like the number one quarterback in the country coming out of college. He went to Alabama, or coming out of high school, he went to Alabama.
Oh, you're right, yes.
Then he went to like Arizona State, and he went to somewhere out. Like he went to all these different schools, and like 10 years later ends up at USF.
All right, Woody, let's go to break. Let's go to break.
Craziness,
today,
bro.
Man. No, it is crazy out there. But you know what we say, Woody, to everybody out there? Can't mess up a Friday. Cannot mess up a Friday. I'll tell you who else won't mess it up for you, Baptist Health South Florida. You have a sports-related injury, you do not have to leave town. We have one of the best sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard at Baptist Health South Florida, which continues to grow and get bigger and better, more great doctors they've added from around the country with lots of experience, some of the top specialists for the knee and the shoulder and the foot and ankle and the back and the hand and hip and knee replacement. Man, these guys are good. And I want to let you know, when people ask me where do the pros go, I go, we enter Miami, the Miami Heat, and the Florida Panthers, who are all playing this weekend, all playing tomorrow, all depend on those great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida like the Miami Dolphins do. And I want to let you know this. It's not just Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables for those of us that have been down there. No, it's all over South Florida now. We got a beautiful new facility. What a great location. Right off 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Anywhere in Broward, you're close because it is right off 595 and Pine Island. You can't miss it. And you can see those same great doctors that they're working on our high school, college, and professional athletes, athletes coming in from around the country to see these doctors. These guys have great experience. They've seen every kind of sports-related injury there is, and they know how to fix it. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Get you healthy. Playing the sports you love the most.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Funny, Woody. Real funny. You're just a real comedian, man. Your wife doesn't find you funny, and I don't either, man.
Listen, bro, I get 4 hours to laugh at my own stuff in the morning. That's all I need.
I know, I can tell, man.
Not really. You were so happy. And then your face, my God, bro. How much do you hate this? Listen to it.
The woman was waiting to hear to see if she's getting a letter. A very important love letter.
Sounds much better than the original.
All right, so anyway, we so that stuff you think's funny, man. You're a different dude. You're a different dude, man. I'm picking on old people. People my age are getting tired of it too. A lot of people complaining about your stuff about certain food and somebody likes, oh, that's old, and everybody knows that. So you see how many people are eating soup, man? Everybody eats soup. Call them soup eaters. It's got to stop. Hey, Woody, real quickly too, man. Boy, there's nothing like watching the guys at ESPN and NFL Network after a guy throws a football saying how good he looks. It's just, it's automatic. It's automatic. Oh, he made throws today. He made a throw on an out route or a corner route that is just screaming first overall pick. Talking about Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud the last couple of days. And I was thinking, yeah, they said that about Zach Wilson last year or 2 years ago when he was throwing the ball down the field, rolled out one way and stopped and just threw it on a dime about 65 yards down the field. And the place went nuts. And it was like he dropped the ball. He just dropped and said, that's it, ball game. I don't know how good. I mean, they stroke these guys pretty good, and they may end up being really good. But it has nothing to do with that workout against air. When was the last time a guy had a bad workout against air, throwing to his own receivers from college? When was the last time? Like, if you have a bad pro day in your own building, throwing indoors, then we got a problem. Throwing to your guys, who you've been throwing to all year, you know how fast they are coming out of breaks. It's just amazing. And listen, Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud may end up being really good. I don't know who's going to go one and who's going to go two. And I also love when they have their meetings. Oh, my God, blew them away. That's a guy they want to be with right there. Everybody's been coached up. Everybody. We're going to have Drew Rosenhaus on Monday, but you don't think they have people come in when they're not throwing the ball and working out for 40s and training, that they don't have people come in for interview processes knowing every question that every team is going to ask and they're ready for it? They're ripping the combine. What about pro days? Nothing. Nothing can be more orchestrated than a pro day to exactly what you want, what fits for you. And then Nick Saban. Oh, yeah, okay. What'd you expect Nick to say about his guys at Alabama? I got a bunch of bad players here. Of course, Nick's going to tell you he's the best. I've never seen anything like it. That's what Nick does. That's his job. That's why a lot of players like playing for him. That's what you want your coach to do. Hey, we got Nick Saban with us. Nick, wow, just as hard a worker as I've ever seen and great player. I don't know if he needs to do that. I think once you have the top defensive player and potentially a top quarterback in the draft from Alabama.
Yeah, I'm not a pro day guy. I saw Jim Nagy's tweet about was it Bryce Young, and it's like the Anthony Richardson thing. Like, he's the best interviewer of all time at the combine. Like,
well,
I don't know. I mean, the guy, like the video he sent out, the guy's throwing 10-yard outs.
What's the chance that all four of those quarterbacks are going to be really good?
I think you probably have a better chance all four of them being busts.
As good as Dan Marino's class was with Elway, Marino, and Kelly, it was really good. They had a couple of guys who were bust in that first round. And I'm not even talking about Ken O'Brien. I thought Ken O'Brien was okay. He's pretty good for the Jets.
Plenty of top 10 busts. Plenty of them.
It's
enough to go around. A lot of them still in the league.
But these guys are all saying, and we're going to have more guys coming on, and they're all saying one thing they have in common. This is the best quarterback class we've seen in a long, long time. And honestly, you look at Tua's class, that draft – That draft's pretty good. Herbert, Joe Burrow, Tua, pretty good. And the guy for the Eagles, not bad either. Is that guy part of that class too?
Jalen Hurts?
Yes. I think he is.
He has been shockingly good, by the way. I didn't think he'd be.
I didn't think he was going to be this good, but he is.
But that's why we're not paid to scout quarterbacks.
But you know what else, man? His leadership is really good. And when he talks, he screams team. He screams, I get it. He screams leadership. He screams, this is the city I want to be. He gets it, man. He just over the top gets it. Like, I see why those guys like him. I do. I get that, man. You just feel like he's out doing things in the community, and he's buying in across the board. And he's really good. What are you laughing about?
No, I think it's funny. You talk about him doing stuff in the community. It sounds like a little bit of a swipe, but that's fine.
A little bit of a swipe. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
By the way, you know who does everything for the Miami Dolphins? Not that anybody cares about the stuff.
Christian Wilkins.
Bam. Christian Wilkins is what you want your quarterback to be at the end of the day. Go to everything, show up, shows up, does stuff. And listen, I'm guessing he's single. I mean, I don't know if he's in a relationship, but that guy is what you want on and off the field. And
I'm with you, by the way. I'm with you on this whole the quarterback should be the face of your team and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, man, I just want this guy to stay healthy and play well.
No,
I
agree.
Don't care anymore.
You know what?
Like, we clearly can't have the complete package. I just want him to play and be healthy.
Woody,
I don't care if he's good in the community. I don't care if he knows shows charity events.
Totally agree with you.
Whatever, man.
Totally agree. If you're a half in and it's the football part, honestly, it's like a guy says to me, and I don't want to get into the guy's name, the guy's a real jerk, even though he's a really good player. And I don't want to get into who it is. It doesn't matter. I said, you know what? All anybody cares is the way he's playing right now. He's really friggin' good. That's all that matters.
If I was drafting a quarterback, I would take that into account, and clearly Tua is just not that guy. He's not going to be the face of the team.
He's private.
And that's okay. That's well,
you know who else
what,
is
man,
like
at this?
This
point, I just want to win. I don't care.
And as long as he's good on the football field, that's all anybody cares about. Nobody cares if he decides to go or not go to a charity event. You're right.
And, well, some people care, but
and it's a big and it's a big
rather event. Win.
And it's a big event for your team, like the DCC. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Other guys go, so it's fine.
Some people care. It's a terrible look, but again, that's not
all that matters. When you take a guy like that,
I think it's pretty obvious what his personality is. I don't think he's trying to hide anything.
No, he's not a bad guy. He's just a private guy. And I don't know. Well, he was going to get mobbed if he goes to these events. And if that's too much.
That's part of being a quarterback in a major city.
I agree.
I don't, you know, it's hard to be a quarterback in a major city and be such a private dude and then get upset when, you know, people find out you got married or you have a kid or whatever.
Like, correct.
I don't get that.
But at the end of the day, all the fan base really cares about, you haven't been very good in a long time, that guy's the quarterback. That's all anybody cares about. Don't care about his personality. Can he hit me 30 points? Can he get me 40 goals? Can he help me win games? Can he help me win games at the end of the year? Can he help me in the playoffs? I don't care about the other stuff. I don't need to get to know him. He's not going to be my neighbor. I just want to know he makes my team better. When I get up Monday morning, I can go, man, did you see what my quarterback did yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens? That's all anybody cares about. That's it. You're right, Woody. Woody, I'm agreeing with you, by the way.
Yeah,
I just said
rare.
What you said. You're 100%.
That is rare that you would do that. We've had a lot of disagreements this morning, especially about the music.
Whatever, dude.
Somebody said, by the way, that you should get out there and experience it once.
So how old's the guy that's telling me the person?
Oh, I don't know.
I always love to tell me, why would I want to go down in that mess? And
it's not a mess.
That
well, the
amount
guy said
of
he has
people.
Videos of the VIP, so he said, you know, if you did go, you'd probably need a VIP ticket. Get you there,
no,
like
I'll jump up and
area.
Down with all the people in the back.
Well, the other problem is, you know, nobody would want to get stuck standing behind you. That would suck.
I set you up for that.
But no, I'm being honest. You're what are you, 6'7", 6'8", with a giant head? Like, no one wants to have you standing in front of them. That'd be terrible.
All right. Is there anything?
You ever have any issues at stadiums, arenas?
No.
Someone gets stuck behind you?
Nobody said anything to me. If they if they did.
I don't know what they could do. But
you're a mean-spirited guy. You really are.
No, I just—
You're a mean guy.
540 you're a mean guy. In, you ready for a random text? This guy said, I just made a big pot of cabbage soup.
Oh.
Just a random text. You eat cabbage soup, don't you?
I love cabbage.
Do you like cabbage?
Yes. Hey, I love the fact that Gabe Vincent is coming up. The Miami Heat going to join us at 9 o'clock. Mike Florio is going to join us. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Right now, though, I want to take a minute to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. This weekend is a weekend. You're starting to look around for something new or used. You want to buy. You want to lease. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and see some of these products that we've been talking about. Best overall cars, trucks, and SUVs in the history of Chevrolet. You know, you take things and you just make them better. And that's what they've done at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Tahoes and Suburbans, they go, what can we do to make our big SUVs better? All right, they made a sporty look to it. And then on top of that, they added more space. Okay. The big boys got even bigger. And the Traverse, a midsize SUV, but they want that to have plenty of space. Boy, I'll tell you what, find a midsize SUV that's got that kind of space, you're going to love that look too. And then the smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, they're all sexy. It just comes down to what you feel most comfortable with, because that Trailblazer, I grabbed it. They were sitting next to each other, the Blazer, the Equinox, and the Trailblazer, and I said, I'm taking the Trailblazer. And then the Silverado trucks, strong, durable Silverado trucks. You need a full-time working truck? We got it. You need a truck to get the kids around? We got it. Whether you're looking for the family truck or anything else, the strong, durable Silverado truck is waiting for you to come down and take a test drive. Best overall products, like I said, and wait till you see the new Corvette and the new Camaros. Oh, man, they're nice. God, they're nice. Convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. This weekend, spend a little time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I know this. Take a test drive or two. You'll fall in love this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealer. We never sleep, but we have a good— sounds like this show, but we have a good time most of the time.
You want to hear about a good time?
Yeah, what do you have?
All right, I got some good news for you, man. It's another Joe Rose Show exclusive. Pickleball is coming to
South
Florida.
Oh, we got our tickets today.
We do have tickets, Joe. Coming to South Florida, tennis legends John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, and Andy Roddick. We've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inaugural Pickleball Slam April 2nd at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood. And all the winners will be entered for the grand prize. Tickets for two to attend the pre-tournament banquet featuring food, beverage, and a Q&A with all four legends. Keep listening right here for your chance to win.
All right, well, you better hurry on that, my man, because we got a lot of guests. You might want to jump on that right now.
I think we can roll with it now.
Yeah,
let's
do it.
What are you thinking?
Let's do it right now. No. You go ahead.
We want to go caller five, fifth day, Friday?
Yeah, let's do that. I like that.
Celebrate a Friday here?
Yeah, celebrate
it. Let's do it, man.
All right, that sounds it. Caller number five, 305-567-0560. If you're interested in pickleball and a chance to go to the big party and hang out with some of the great American tennis players who are now switching over.
So there's another thing that I need to address, but it looks like you have something you wanted to do.
No,
so.
Go ahead. What is it?
Someone sent us a text here about a new pizza at Little Caesars that the crust is corn on the cob. Now, I'm looking at a picture of it, and it says introducing corn cob crust with a 2 liter of liquefied butter. I don't think it's real. I just want to say that, but it is on the internet. It exists. I found articles talking about it. I don't believe it is real. I can't imagine this is real.
Did somebody send you something on
somebody
this?
Somebody sent us this.
What, you got to try it? You're going to love it, or what?
No, they said... Let me see if I can find. We got a lot of texts this morning. Thank you, by the way, to everyone who has contributed. But what did the guy say? Have you seen the new Little Caesars pizza corn on the cob pizza crust? And sure enough, I Googled it. It came up.
Yeah.
There are like websites that are dedicated to fast food stuff, by the way, which I didn't know.
I've been
know
trying
either.
Really hard on this diet to not do it.
But it throws me is, I mean, first of all, it looks absolutely ridiculous. But. Secondly, a 2 liter of liquefied butter.
Yeah, not done.
Should have you drink that, by the way.
Not good.
See how
Ultra,
that goes over
hey,
for your
Ultra
diet.
Man, that's not good right there. That's not good at all. By the way, I do have good news, though. Gabe Vincent, Miami Heat, is expected to join us about 10 minutes from now talk to them. They got a big, big game. They finally have run down the Nets, who just continue to lose. So they just got to take care of business. And, of course, the Heat played a lot better here recently and really starting to shoot the ball well. Looked like they've got their rotation down pretty well. I don't know if Spo will mess with it at all between now and the end of the season. Hopefully everybody can stay healthy so he doesn't have to. But anyway, Gabe will join us coming up. We'll talk to him. Mike Florey is going to join us like he does every Friday to get caught up on all the NFL stuff, including the Lamar Jackson story. I don't know if Lamar Jackson really asked this guy, Ken Francis, his business partner, to make some calls to some teams. But the NFLPA and the NFL sent out, do not talk to this guy. He is not a certified agent. As you know, Lamar does not want an agent, wants to get this done without an agent. And but it's a weird story. So come to find out, this guy is his business partner in this new product called The Entire Gym. We've been promoting the hell out of it. So we got to show a little video of it. I probably saw it where you saw it, Woody, where he's walking out on the field and he's carrying it along. It was just kind of a strange one. Very, very strange. Anyway, we want to make sure we break on time here. We do have a lot of stuff, man. I wish we had more time to get to more stuff here, but we do have some guests coming up here. The Heat, man, starting to get it rolling now at 40-34. And so we'll see what Gabe has to say. Why is the team playing so much better, shooting the ball better, everything? And Gabe's been a big, big part of the success. So get into everything with him coming up here. Stay with us. We'll be back with Gabe right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.